Hey, this is Dave Denniston, and welcome back to the latest episode of the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. Well, let's do it.
Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt and taxes and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, with a love of fantasy books and funk, and a hatred of running more than 3 miles, Dave Denniston.
All right, you guys. Well, I want to take a look today at the PSL, the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. So you residents, fellows, medical students, even those of you that maybe have transitioned into practice, this episode is for you. And if this is not you, you definitely want to know this so you could help pass on the information. So today, you guys, I thought I would focus on PSLF, the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. And by far, I get the most questions about this all the time. As a matter of fact, I had a couple of moms of medical students emailing me recently asking for help. And they said, well, should we take the PSLF and go for debt forgiveness, or should we just refinance our loans? And we've dedicated a lot of episodes to refinancing. And there are more and more opportunities today to look at using PSLF, but it might be getting less attractive. So let's just first talk about where it has been. Today's episode is going to focus on that. We're going to do another episode on Repay, the new version of Pay As You Earn. So anyhow, this, like I said, you guys, this is the most common debt forgiveness program, the 10-year PSLF. This is sponsored by the federal government. And it can cover virtually any field of practice. That is what is so cool about it. You could be an orthopedic surgeon. You could be an ophthalmologist. You could be a primary care doc. It applies to everybody, which if you read some of my other stuff, you'll know that a lot of debt forgiveness programs are just specifically for primary care. Now, here's the deal with this. You don't have to specify one specific loan because what's so cool about this is once you refinance your loans, you can cover all of them, assuming that they've been Stafford or Perkins or some other really federally backed program. And these benefits, you guys, are not currently taxable. Now, this could change. Now, let me talk about that for a little bit. A lot of people are saying, oh my God, I could get taxed on this. If I get forgiven $300,000 of debt, you know, now I'm going to get taxed $150,000. And this is possible. Absolutely. It is totally possible. But I will tell you, from my past experiences, once you're grandfathered in, meaning that you enroll in a program, you are in. Usually what the federal government does is they change it for the next people, the future people. And they talk about this all the time with Medicare and Social Security. They don't want to change it for people that are about to retire that are grandfathered in. You see this with retirement plans. There used to be a retirement plan called the KEO plan. And now people can still use it if they were in it. But new people, they cannot use KEO plans. So I believe this is going to be grandfathered. And I believe that because people have been paying into it, they're going to honor that commitment. But I could be wrong. So whatever you do, when you look at PSLF or another debt forgiveness program, you have to think about, do I want to take that risk or not? And I think in many cases, it is. Well, how does this work? What you have to do, you have to be employed full-time for a public service organization. You have to make 120 on-time full monthly payments. And that includes residency and fellowship, you guys. So think about this for a moment. This means you could have all of your debt forgiven just 6 or 7 years out of residency, or maybe only 3 or 4 out of fellowship. Now note that if you have some FFEL, or Perkins loans, that you want to consolidate them, like I talked about earlier, to take advantage of this program. Now, here's the catch. Qualifying employment is any employment with a federal, state, or local government agency, or a nonprofit that has 501c3 status. And this can even include nonprofits that aren't 501c3. So, bottom line, you guys, you might even have friends or family that work for the government. You have friends or family that are teachers. Everybody, not just physicians, can qualify for loan forgiveness. and especially as a doc. Let me emphasize this strongly, guys. If you are employed by a hospital, you have the nonprofit status, you are probably eligible for this program. So make sure to be aware, is the arm that you're working for of a hospital, is it nonprofit or for-profit? This can mix and match, you guys. Some have for-profit subsidiaries, so you've got to be careful and make sure you follow this. Now, note your monthly payments, they are substantially lower while you're in residency and fellowship. But once you get out of there, they get a lot higher. But usually it's like a year delayed because they have to look at your tax return. So you guys, the bottom line here is you want to enroll as soon as possible while you are in residency and fellowship. If you're sitting here, you're listening to this podcast, you're in your fourth year of residency or your third year of residency, and you're about to transition to practice, this may not be a good fit for you. But if you are listening to this or you know someone that's a medical student, that's a first year, second year resident, they should absolutely go for this. Now, keep in mind, you guys, this whole process, it takes 1 to 3 months to complete in order to refinance your loans. Now, how does this all work? All right. So as you directly consolidate your loans, you have to pick a repayment program. Okay? So there are 4 different main repayment programs over the last few years. There's been income-based repayment, IBR, pay-as-you-earn. I call it PER. Some people call it another acronym I can't remember at the top of my head right now. There's also the Income Contingent Repayment Program, ICR, and then there's the 10-year Standard Repayment Plan. Now, we're going to talk next, in the next podcast, about IBR versus PER, because in the past, at least so far, they've been requiring lower payments in residency and fellowship, which can lead to greater debt forgiveness. ICR and the 10-year standard repayment plan are way higher, you guys, way, way higher. So you want to ignore those. Now, there's another requirement, you guys, that you have to do. Now, in addition to having qualifying employment with your employer, you also have to be considered full-time. So what that means is if you are a female, you're considering wanting to have some kids, if you want to work part-time, this over the long term may not be a good fit for you. However, I encourage you to think about, rather than just totally forbearing on your loans and not going for a debt forgiveness program, refinance those puppies or sign up for IBR if you're not serious or don't know exactly where you want to go. So this way, at least you give yourself the option. You could do it or not. But keep in mind, in order to get that debt forgiveness, you have to have 120 online payments. You have to be working full-time, which is a definition set by the higher of 30 hours a week or your employer. And also, you guys, the other big caveat here is the federal loan servicing company, they're going to want to review an employer certification form. So ideally, every single year, you guys, and this is really easy to forget, make sure to get it complete. Make sure that your employer signs off on it. This way you can get your debt forgiven as absolutely soon as possible when it is eligible. All right, so there's a lot of great stuff here, and there's so much more that I want to share with you. I would definitely encourage you to check out my book, The Freedom Formula for Physicians, at drfreedombook.com. Or you can check out the podcast website, drfreedompodcast.com, to snag a copy of 5 Steps to Get Out of Debt for Physicians workbook. So those are 2 awesome resources that you guys are going to love. Now, in our next podcast, next week, we're going to look at the difference between IBR and PER and what you want to change and what you don't want to change. And then a few weeks out, we're going to look at the new revised version of PER. And I'm going to walk you guys through those differences. So there's a lot to look forward to, a lot to cover. Definitely please share this, and we'll look forward to hearing from you soon. Have a good one. Hey, this is Dave Denniston. I hope you liked today's episode. If you did, hey, please do me a favor and go into iTunes and give this a 5-star review. We have to get those reviews on up so more people can discover how to slash their debt and their taxes and creating a liberated lifestyle.
As a matter of fact, each month I'm giving out a prize package to one of our reviewers for the month. So make sure to go to iTunes right now and place your review. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you next time.